Good afternoon, everybody. The Senate Health and Social Service Committee is called to order. Time is 1:30, February 10th, 2016. Present today are Senator Geisel, Senator Stoltz, myself, Senator Stedman. We have a quorum to do business. We have one item on the agenda today, a bill previously heard, Senate Bill 151, Department of Health and Human Services, Central Registry Background Social Services, Central Registry Background Check, under bills previously heard, and an act relating to criminal and civil history requirements for individuals and entities licensed or certified by the Department of Health and Social Services relating to the centralized registry of certain individuals or entities that are licensed or certified by the Department of Health and Social Services or are eligible to receive payment from certain programs and departments, providing for an effective date. Senate Bill 151 was previously heard on the 1st of February, 2016. Stacey Carley, Chief Assistant Attorney General, will quickly review the bill if she could. Come forward. Grayley, not Carley. Carley's a cousin of mine. If you could give us, and the public at home, kind of a brief summary of the bill, please.
Thank you. For the record, Stacey Carley, Chief Assistant Attorney General. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Very briefly, the bill before you today is a bill that is designed to clean up and fix certain gaps and overlaps and redundancies that currently exist in Alaska statute governing the central criminal background checks and centralized registry provisions that are found in AS 4705, 310 through 390. The bill specifically removes a number of redundancies under the criminal background check provisions. It clarifies and provides a better structure for the central registry provisions of the bill, which relate to civil findings of an individual, such as a child and evade action or a license revocation, something of that effect. And then the third part of the bill are technical changes to the provisions found under 4732, which relate to the centralized licensing statutes for the Department of Health and Social Services. And those are very minor changes to the bill, which allow us to collaborate with law enforcement when there's a joint investigation of a licensed facility and share information, and also provide a better pathway for the department to share information internally with each other when agencies are being investigated and there's information in a sister division.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have any questions or concerns from committee members?
Mr. Chairman.
Senator Stoltz?
Yeah, I just wanted to note the concerns expressed. There were concerns and uncertainties expressed by the Department of Law about the consideration of House Bill 11 and the change in the ready public access to records. And if I characterize it, it was, if not direct concern, there was a considerable uncertainty of the impact of the change, the potential change of the law that's awaiting signature. And I hope that's, we won't know the change until whether or not the governor vetoes or signs it, which, and I hope the Judiciary Committee or whatever next body will consider the deliberations and how that impacts it. Yes, there were at the very least uncertainties expressed about how this would impact access to records and the ability to do the checks in an efficient manner.
Okay, thank you.
That's stating for the record more than a question.
Right, and it'll go to another committee referral after this. Any other questions, concerns of the bill? We have had no input, concerns expressed from the public or anything that we haven't dealt with. And we have the committee members, do we have the will of the committee?
Mr. Chairman, I move Senate Bill 151, version 29GS2013/alpha from this committee to the next with individual recommendations and attached zero fiscal note.
We have a motion to move the bill from committee with attached fiscal note and or notes and individual recommendations. Do we have objection? Seeing none, we'll move the bill from committee to the next committee referral. Next committee meeting scheduled that conducts the business today. The next committee meeting scheduled is on Friday, February 12th at 1:30. We will have no business before the committee Friday. We will schedule next Thursday, or on Thursday we will schedule next week's meeting. We have some dialogue going back and forth with committee members, so we will get with the committee on next week's schedule. This meeting is adjourned.